You're listening to HealthRadio.fm. I am at the Fraser Valley Food Show, and I have with me Larry from Fire Belly Sauce. He is an ex-jockey, paramedic, entrepreneur, and he's going to explain to us about his amazing sauces that he has that... Did you invent them yourself?
I did invent them myself. Like I said, when I started riding, I was riding with Mexicans, and I learned my mom. I'm a meat and potato boy from BC, and always had home cooked meals. So I'm used to eating healthy, anyways. I mean, we had a garden and whatnot. But when I was young, 18, I started hanging around with the Mexicans, and they were eating spicy food, and I immediately fell in love with it. So I've been. Every time I went anywhere to ride as a jockey, I would always be looking and seeking out what are they eating that's spicy, like what do you got, right? And so I have, you know, over the years, I have my favorite sauces that, you know, when you're in that country or whatnot, you're looking for it. You're like, where is this guy?
Larry, explain the connection, though, because I think maybe some of our listeners won't know. Like, you know a lot of Mexicans because, and you were an ex-jockey, so explain that to us a bit.
Well... Being the jockey thing, I was always told I was too big to be a jockey, okay? So I did have to reduce every day before I rode. I had to lose like 6 or 10 pounds before I rode. So Mexicans are just naturally, they're smaller people, right? I don't know if it's South America or what it is, but so there's lots of Spanish jockeys. That's the way it is. And because they're all used to growing up and eating, you know, serranos and all of these spicy things that... And most of them know how to cook because they grew up with their mom in the kitchen cooking and whatnot, and they all know how to cook. So, you know, I learned how to do it right from them. And I, you know, this 30 years later, I started making hot sauce, but I already knew the recipes, some of them. And I've looked at ingredients as somebody else's, and I tweaked it here and there, and I've created these over the course of the last 4 or 5 years.
When was the moment that you said... I'm going to make my own hot sauce. What was that? What spurred on that moment?
The moment was, actually, I wasn't riding. I was exercising horses at the racetrack in the morning, not in the afternoon. And I was working on the gate. And the gate is where we load the horses in. So I was loading the horses. And we used to have barbecues behind the gate. And one day we're having a barbecue, and I picked up the barbecue sauce that we were using. And I was reading the ingredients on it. And to myself... It had a bunch of things that I couldn't pronounce, and I'm like, what? Like, I don't need to eat this. This is garbage. Like, I can do better than this. And that was kind of the moment where I basically told the guy that day that we were having a barbecue with, I said, I'm going to make hot sauce. And, yeah, I started, and I had my original recipe is a recipe that I created in 1992 while I was riding in Long Acres in Seattle, Washington. I was on a low-sodium diet, and it was Jenny Craig, okay? So they lied about my age to get me in there. So they are not my age, my size. So they measure your wrist and they make you a diet. Well, I love hot sauce. And back then, the hot sauce was Tabasco. That was it. There was no other hot sauce, really. Well, Tabasco's loaded with salt. So I'm like, well, how can I make... I love the spice, so I got to have something. So I went to the store, and I made my original recipe with no salt, and that's what I used. And so when I had the idea to make hot sauce, that was the first one that I've made. And then since then, you know, I went to the Caribbean because that was the best recipes I've ever eaten was from a jockey from Trinidad. His grandfather made it. And... I love it. I've been seeking that recipe for years, right? But I have been tweaking and creating, and I like what I have now. And
so your products are they all low sodium? Like, what aspect of them makes them healthy?
What aspect is I only use natural ingredients. There's no preservatives. And some of the things that you buy that you don't think would have preservatives end up having preservatives. So I've had to kind of change recipes as I've moved down the road, right? And you know, just trying to make it healthy. That's so not that it only tastes good and can make your food taste good, but it's good for you.
Tell us some of the ingredients that are inside of your hot sauces.
Some of the ingredients inside. Well, the Caribbean has got probably about 18 ingredients. Mango is the most ingredient in that. So there's like lots of mango. Go through lots of mango. So there's mango and onions and garlic. I love garlic. Garlic is in everything. Onions, There's sea salt, there's orange juice, there's cilantro, there's lime juice. My memory fails me. But the Chipotle is also a two-time award winner in Louisiana the last 2 years. And it's got balsamic vinegar and chipotle. I just thought that they would go really well together. And then I added some organic apple juice, and there's raisins in there, and maple syrup, and honey, and molasses. So it's a sweeter, more of a barbecue heat.
See, I find that so amazing and funny as well, that here's this boy raised in BC, goes to the States, and where hot sauces are prevalent, especially with, you know, the Latin American population, and you kill it when it comes to hot sauces.
I know, maybe there's some Cajun in me I wasn't even aware of.
There's a little bit of Cajun in all of us, I think.
Yeah, so they've been received well. Actually, I just sent all of our sauces to New York. There's a competition this month. It's called the Hot Pepper Awards, so we'll see how we do there.
So we have listeners all around the world, and so if they wanted to buy your product outside of the Canadian market, can they go online and buy your products? And if so, tell us what your address is, and then tell us where you can buy them in stores now.
Okay, so if you go to firebellysauce.com, you'll find all of our sauces, and although the website is kind of newly up, the pictures are kind of outdated. So there's actually five sauces, which when you go to the front homepage, you only see four. So we're selling five. It should be live, I would say, in the next month, where you'll be able to order online, and we'll ship them to wherever you are. I mean, obviously, you're going to pay for the shipping. I'm working with Canada Post. They have a special on and stuff. So we'll try to work with people as far as the shipping goes, shipping a case at a time. We're in Hopcott Meats right now and other retail outlets, you know, soon. And you know, kind of where we think we fit is in the specialty food places where the people, you know, more of the family run that are doing exactly what we're doing. They're trying to create something, an alternative that's healthy, right?
I think that North Americans and consumers worldwide love to support small business owners who do sort of artisan, small batch work. So we wish you the best of luck. Again, thank you for being at the Gusto TV Celebrity Stage, the Fraser Valley Food Show on Health and Wellness TV and healthradio.fm. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my dear. That's all.